Something that does not disturb our allies. If one of the things it does, it confounds our enemies at home. If it does, the bastards won't know what to do with it.
Right? It could go right to the edge of confounding our allies, but that behind us the British taking out of the I prepared the ground in China. Your letter was prepared.
Yeah, for that. My letter, you have a letter prepared.
Independent Republic is independent. It'll have a majority. even if it went past the fenders, now what one has to analyze, and I will have this for tomorrow morning,
what the seats are,
is to do it according to,
yeah,
to district, because actually the way they gerrymandered the district was the best, that a lot of the communist votes are concentrated in the district, so that they need a hell of a lot more to gain a majority than just a percentage majority.
Look, with regard to the situation on the one thing I marked in his report, you know that Johnny Express, that Panamanian thing there, I want to be sure he gets the information with regard to that captain so that I can use it with the Cuban community. I've got a bit of a role.
You know he's in Panama.
It's in Panama, I know. But I want to know whether he's going to get me released when it got to that Panamanian.
He isn't yet. Oh, yeah. I think they're keeping him in the token as
well. Well, so usually if somebody gives that report to a hostess or he can get it, you know, to the Cuban community.
Yeah. I marked it. Another achievement, Mr. Bill.
I marked it. Well, I marked it in the summer, but apparently he hadn't heard anything about it. Maybe.
Oh, I did. So I read
it. Out of your office, you didn't see my note about
it. Also, you know, but I sent you a memo on the Johnny Express case last week.
Yeah.
Let me suggest the Cuban have the memo. Sent to a proposal, so that, you know, the Cuban community, they, because that little girl and his wife, two daughters, came from there. In fact, I suggested
all the things to get out,
that one of us might call them to, because you had made a commitment to her to help her husband
call me. You call her. Or, the other thing you could do is to, the other thing you could do is to call, is to do, you could call a proposal and have him get her over there.
Then I call,
and then you call.
Well, I'll have to go out and call first.
Yeah, or you then call, or you could, and, yeah, but you call on my behalf so that she gets it. Let her be the most he speaks Spanish and all that stuff.
I'll get them to both of first.
And they act, and they're great folks. It's just marvelous to get there. Just a great to get him out of there.
Okay.
I was going to ask you one other thing with regard to, give me a brief, quick rundown. You said you had a conversation with Saidi and also with Kraft,
yeah,
indicating a rather ambiguous viewpoint that they're taking different approaches. What tell me, what was it that they told
you? Saidi's point was that you were the man who was concerned with the humanity, with the people.
How was he saying?
Kennedy, he said, was trying to run the whole world from Washington. You were trying to involve other people in the foreign policy, in the preservation of the peace. And that you had really the profounder humanitarian conception as compared to Kennedy.
Why?
Because you felt that the peace would only last if other people thought it was their own. But Kennedy thought it had to be run from Washington.
America, right, I get it.
And Kraft said, he's coming to the truth that the radicals are now the conservatives. They want to keep the world as it is. And that a lot of the best McGovern, if one analyzed it carefully, wanted to go back to some old primitive American values that not value too much in our society, that no longer existed. And he was trying to mobilize the people who were resistant to change, while you were mobilizing the progressive forces in America. And he said, and on beyond that, the same is true in France, that the communists are appealing to those who are afraid of change, that this is a genuine phenomenon.
Speaking of ambassadors to Vietnam, Nolan, whatever became of him,
he's in retirement.
Yeah. Shouldn't he have a note, one of those notes?
Yeah.
You remember? And he stood firm.
Nice.
And just on the right, one of those, the same note that I wrote to Lodge, very hard to Lodge got one, no, they should have one. Because he stood firm all the way.
That is nice, that is very good.
He would say he didn't do any ambassador calls back. So if you just bust one of those out, I appreciate it. Now, I was back to the
last night, he, you know, I was at a party that Roger Stevens gave us about all different things there.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I heard
that. Called it Cass. Two plays that were, well, I mean, that is name is Nick von Hoffman, Captain.
Uh-huh.
Of course, he's another friend. But he suddenly started going on and saying, I was for Nixon in 1960. Kennedy was our disaster. He said, Nixon in the campaign of 1960. What he was really saying was he wanted to put foreign policy on the stages. And he said, if you listen to that on telecom radio, not on television, you would have, then Nixon would have won by 80%. The argument often was absolutely amazing. And what is happening now in these fashionable circles is that you are becoming a highly respected figure.
Even Bonham.
He'll blast you three times a week. But in the sort of monthly that is going around now, if a year ago anyone in a larger speaking party had said that you were better than Kennedy, you had a better, a bigger view, he would have been run out of the house. It'll take 3 to 6 months before that seeps into the
house.
I think you, however, I try to do this on a very basis, if you don't irritate our disillusion, our friends. You ought to try now spend a little time on the side of the crowd and so forth. Just a little, you know, to keep on strength. If they don't deserve it, you know.
Oh,
but if they want to come around, we will. I don't mean, we don't want them all the time. We don't want anybody all the time. We don't expect it. But I think what we have here, Henry, is that interesting thing. And the people with foreign policy, they're so goddamn preeminent that they're going to come all the time. They play very twining piece in the news coming this morning. They're crap about peace with honor and the rest of it. The peace isn't working. That's a horrible thing. But he's just choking on the shortcut. That the last of the field that came out this day. You see what those guys say?
Yeah.
And then, of course, the press say, well, they're going too far and all that. Now, what the hell?
The franchise from the Sunday Times this year. He was, in fact, they were critical of Obama.
Oh, sure.
But he said he has never seen such a preeminence of policy in any country since De Gaulle dominated France after the field. He said he talked to Kennedy and to others. He said they're totally demoralized, totally disillusioned. I said that. Oh, yeah. And
one other thing I want to ask you about briefly. Two things I want to get on your knees. I've got a call from Bill Rogers to lay this on, and I understand that he prefers a lunch with about 20 people. Is that all right? I think that's better. Now, second, and he thinks that, as I understand it, they have a plaque among the table to put people in there. I don't mind doing it. But I think we ought to play up this thing.
But it's better to do it with small groups than to work with a large group of people.
That's right. Likely it was defense. But then they have the same thing. You weren't after next, but that's exactly what we're up to. But you can do it better. They have a feeling of communication. They can raise their points. And let them, when we go over, if you would get a hold, because I want to be sure Bill knows what the line is, you should call Bill and say, look, Bill, the president, discussions of various things that we want for contributions and so forth and so on. And what I mean is that he'd just like to have general discussion about various issues and so forth. They aren't going to say the same thing. But what I mean, I'd like to have them get them a feeling that we're giving them the same treatment we are.
But you have to be careful of the president.
They'll take anything I say wrong with them.
Yeah. So
but I think the main thing, and that's the reason I want you to call it. You know, I want you to call and say, look, there are any subjects they want to raise.
So if you don't give any replies, you just
no.
To it and say,
no,
sir,
no.
Sending your letter to Brown has really done wonders.
Before you get that, I want to ask you one other thing. I talked to Schultz. He called me yesterday and said he's gotten a letter from Keith.
But you've gotten a letter.
Yeah, I know. So, come now, and Schultz has been elected today, but I don't, and I told Schultz, you know, that he that journey around the world, you really should have peace. He could have sent a very sensible letter back with which he can't have any complaint, explaining in great detail what their mechanism was, instead of giving us a better appropriate. That this fellow Brimlow, who was in on the discussions with France, had a further detail. So we've made clear to the British that they can't get away with doing a bilateral deal. And what they have in mind is quite consistent technically. We have no objection to a common slogan as long as they don't put restrictions on us on capital movements. And that's what they promised to do. Now, I've had a personal phone call from Andrew Schmidt, who is the German finance minister. He just called me 15 minutes ago. And he said, look, we will never do anything against the United States. But he said, what you have to do for us is to indicate that you're ready to intervene if necessary. Now that it's come to us,
did you pass that to Scholz?
No, I'm still insisting. Now that it comes to us as a German request,
yeah,
we are not busting up the common front. They have asked us for it.
Yeah,
I think now we ought to consider it very serious to intervene.
Of course, perhaps contrary to Scholz's belief, as I agree with mine also, that we don't want the dollar to be hostage.
Yeah, but what Schmidt said to me was, if the United States doesn't defend the power value that they consider important, and if the United States yells at us for developing a common position without them, and at the same time says, but we won't do anything.
Okay, what I would like to do is this. I would be willing, frankly, to consider interventions about it, provided we can get a commitment on their part to pour the coal on and go through for rather than delay than they have for a basic reform. In other words, let one of the legacies of our administration, Henry, be that we did reform the international monetary situation. Now our line from Japan was very good too.
To reconstruct home.
That was a drug
use just as that. And then like somebody that I know but who showed our need to the Europeans.
And it did phenomenal. It did great.
He was thrilled and he sent in one of his top advisors right over, arriving tonight.
What do you want to say? I've been thinking about that. He should come before the Emperor, I guess.
Yeah, he wants to come.
Would you like to
spring?
Summer.
Aye.
Understood.
Anybody wants to come this summer? Great.
But he wants to come to Washington.
Yes. But we could get it in May if you want it.
Not a good time. May is going to be terribly crowded. The Russians, you think the Russians would be the latter part of Europe now? See, I'm saying for your information, as you know, we're going to spend 10 days in San Clemente in July, over the 4th of July, and we're going to spend 10 days in San Clemente, the last part of August, through Labor Day. So that'll be a good time for you and your kids and all of us to go out
here.
And then the weather is fantastic. Okay. So those days we got to mark out, but otherwise we're doing it in July.
Fair enough. Excellent. It could be the latter part of July.
We can put him on there if he'd like to have after the 4th of July. Okay. All right, I'll take a whack at that. That's phenomenal. What is it to that? Future shock, makes the shock of Tanaka's has been saying some rather pleasant things about us in the East. Yet I don't think the Japanese are healthy. You know, the point is, we have to go through the hell in the center. So that's exactly what we want to collect. You know, the wire. After ending the war, you know how bad these people do it. But I think our position, I bet your fellow Charles understands this, and I think Van Hoffman is probably reflecting that.
Whenever we go through this process,
oh,
another thing von Hoffman said, let's face it, that actress Elizabeth Abney was there, he said to von Hoffman, are you saying that, there's a girl, Elizabeth Abney, she's an actress in the play. She said, how can you, a radical, say that Nixon has the best foreign policy in the last 15 years? He said, I'm not saying that, I'm saying he's got the best foreign policy of the post-war period. He said, I can't stand him in domestic policy, but the foreign policy is the best in the land, in the post-war period.
What is Van Hoffman doing? Is he a young fellow?
Youngish.
Great fellow.
Fresh.
Fresh.
Just.
Oh,
yeah, but a foreign fellow.
China was destroyed.
Oh, China was destroyed. Von Hartmann is a screwed up guy. I mention him only because he's a total radical. Feels you're doing well in foreign policy. Giles thinks he has not seen such political preeminence since his old business time.
But what we want to do now is really worthy of it. I have two other things to put in the back of your mind.
But I think what you did this weekend of the currency has put you in a leadership position here, because if you now couple intervention with the demand that the monetary system seems to be pulling fairly rapidly, I think you get the Germans on your side.
You're going to have to argue like Charles Schultz to convince an intervention.
Well, he's a little doctrinaire, but going to intervene just in this crowd.
Go ahead. But you understand, I look at intervention or non-intervention totally different terms from Schultz. To me, what really matters is the political effect in the world.
And it would have been a mistake on Saturday. Yeah. Would it look like an attempt to bust up the European?
Now, one other thing I'm going to say is I think that I have been thinking a lot about Africa and Latin America. I think that tokenism is all we can give here, folks. When you really come down to it. And I have virtually reached the conclusion that what I have to do is to go. What's that called? The head of the OAS, Santa Cruz. Santa Maria.
Santa Maria.
All right, fine. But anyway, Henry, a trip to Brazil and maybe one other small country, maybe I would do maybe three now. One day stops to Brazil, and a trip to Africa would be a Brazil with an enormous effect. We could have gotten that good product. Africa, we could pick the countries that are our countries. I could go to the Congo, or I could go to Nigeria, or someplace. But my point is that there, the disappearance of caring about the Africans and the rest of being well received would have been a hell of a reception, I think, to them. So those are things. Take a week in the cage, work our butts off.
You have to go to Mexico, but they'll give you a great reception if you've been in Brazil too.
Fine. But they don't want to be second. So. But then they give us a great reception in Mexico, because they do have a tremendous radical group. And so you could create a group or a group there. Yeah, and why don't you tell me that to knock on the same thing?
Sure.
us or anything. I don't want to do anything that would hurt Pompey.
Nothing will hurt.
You don't have to be. Is there anything we could do in this field, for example, this week that would help him in the runoff election? So that's the other thing. I'll think of that. See, if there's anything that we could do that Pompidou would want to announce on this thing, let's do it. Let's play for all models.
So their present game is to announce nothing until after the
But you know what I mean.
But I'll call in the present thing.
Right. Okay.
Right.